from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Niners. Wide receiver Brandon Ayuk told Ryan Clark that he's been taking negotiations personal and the offers so far have affected him. Ayuk's first choice is to stay in San Francisco, but he's comfortable playing elsewhere if they're willing to trade him. Ayuk is meeting with the 49ers today, a meeting that he requested. All right, that's one piece of news. Then real quick, the other piece of news, the Warriors have officially picked up Kevon Looney's team option for next year. So Looney will be under contract with the Warriors, at least to start free agency, at $8 million. They could have waived him and paid him just $3 million. Kevon Looney, the Warriors have exercised their team option on him. Ayuk looks a little more fraught with danger, if you know what I mean, Evan.
Yeah, I think there's been smoke there, and this is maybe not a full-fledged fire, but that catches my eye, certainly more than scrubbing of social media, or even a couple of years ago when Debo asked for a trade. I always felt like, you know, those sort of things are like negotiating tactics, but when you call a meeting with a team, you want a face-to-face, it's to get on the same page. But I do believe that when his first choice is to be here, he wants to be a 49er, but it sounds like the Niners aren't willing to budge. They don't have any reason to budge off of whatever the offer is that they've thrown at him. And so they figured probably they could just wait him out. I think Brandon Ayuk wants an answer, because if he is not going to get the money he thinks he deserves, it sounds to me like he also believes he could get it somewhere else.
It's very interesting. Because if Brandon Ayuk calls the boss and says, hey, I want to come in and talk about some things. Sure, come on in and talk about some things. The only thing he wants to talk about is why they're not offering him more money. And when they tell him why, whatever that answer is, he's going to say, well, then you got to try to get me out of here. Or they're going to say, well, we don't. This is where organizations have all the leverage.
Especially in football.
We don't have to do anything. So, to use a Stephen A. Smith, Brandon Ayuk better be careful. Because the 49ers do have all the leverage. I mean, this is the other thing. It's comparable to the Warriors. The 49ers re-signed Debo Samuel. But there were some, you know, not acrimony, but there was a doubt about it. Bosa leaked into
almost to week one.
Exactly. So one of two things is going to happen. Either the same thing's going to happen with Ayuk, and he'll be in here eventually, or they're essentially setting a precedent, or not a precedent, but they're essentially breaking a precedent, and Ayuk's the odd man out, just like the Warriors are kind of doing the same thing, and Clay happens to be the odd man out. Circumstances have changed.
Well, first thing, with the 49ers, so because of their track record, I think we've all just assumed that they're just going to get this done.
Right. I kind of have.
Whether it's all the way back to Kittle, Trent, Warner, heck, even Juszczyk. Obviously, Debo and Bosa are the most recent, too. Like, he'll get his money. It's just a matter of when it'll happen in July. Okay, I think there's also a two-way street there. I think those players that I just named also believed that they were going to eventually get the money that they deserved. When I hear Brandon Ayuk ask for a meeting with the 49ers, I sense doubt from his camp that he's going to get what he thinks he deserves. The money, the idea that the number that he has in mind is not clearly the same number that the Niners have in mind. But again, because they have a first-round wide receiver who could be his potential replacement, because they got other ways to potentially overcome, you know, not having Ayuk on the field, a la McCaffrey, Debo, Kittle, all these other weapons, he doesn't have any leverage. So unlike the rest of the contract negotiations the Niners have been through in recent memory, I don't feel like Ayuk believes that he's just going to get paid, that he's just going to get his money. And if he can't, I think that's what today's about clarifying. That if you're really not going to budge, then either I need to acquiesce or I need to figure out if I can get a trade. Because you're right, Steiny. Unlike Clay Thompson, who can go test free agency, go find out what his market is, Brandon Ayuk's under contract. He still has a fifth year that he has to play or not play under. And the Niners do not have to do anything basically to give in to him at this point.
Right. It also kind of tells me that, okay, let's take Bosa. And he's in contract negotiations, and it gets to this point. And Bosa has a number, and the 49ers have a number. If, let's just say, the 49ers' number was 25. Bosa clearly had a belief in his agents that the 49ers, at some point, would come off 25 and bump up a little bit, and maybe Bosa would come down. I think you might be right. Ayuk is starting to get the feel, may have the feeling that they've told him this is it. Take it or leave it. Here's the one thing I love, just off the top of your head, yes or no. I'll just say the way it is. Ayuk is meeting with the 49ers today, a meeting he requested. Think his agent's there?
Yes.
He better be. You know what I mean? Like if...
Yeah, I mean, well, because I'm 100% with you. What else could the meeting be about? It ain't about role. I mean, that might be a secondary conversation, but it's about, hey, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page that, you know, I want 28 and you want me to take 26. And I just want to make sure that's, like, is that really the difference we're talking about here?
Well,
hypothetically speaking.
Yeah, no, for me, it's about Nick Bosa was at this point. And everyone, it was kind of a snooze fest. It'll happen. Debo got to this point with some stuff going on social media, but it got done. The fact that Ayuk, if this is true, requested a meeting and is in the Bay Area to talk to John Lynch, that tells me that you're right, doesn't feel nearly as confident that they're going to do right by him in the end.
Yeah, I think it's also a reflection of the kind of guy that Ayuk is. You know, he doesn't want to just play telephone. Like, he'd rather just get it out in the open. And that might also be beneficial for the 49ers, but it does absolutely make sense because there's other things that have kind of, I don't know, on the peripheral occurred, such as McCaffrey getting a restructured deal. You know, the quote-unquote whispers of Trent Williams wanting a new deal. The Niners apparently not picking up the fines for Brandon Ayuk not being at minicamp. You know, all these things are just breadcrumbs that lead me to believe that Ayuk is not certain about his future in San Francisco. And I think that's why he wants to talk to the general manager or a member of the front office, is because I think he just wants to get on the same page as him.
You know, I remember saying this at the time, and I'm not saying it was the reason the Niners drafted a receiver, but I do think the fact that the 49ers now have Pearsall, and I get it, he's a rookie, and on balance they would take a step back at that position if Ayuk's not there, but Sorry, Brandon Ayuk. The 49ers have some built-in protection right now. And the built-in protection, obviously, is the collective bargaining agreement, and the fact that they don't have to do anything. But I was thinking at the time when they drafted Pearsall, like, if they really think this guy's really good, they don't have to do anything with Ayuk and just say, you got to don't come into camp and then risk losing a year of essentially your eligibility.
And because of the way that football is set up, generally right. holding out doesn't work for the player unless you're really willing to just eat it.
Right.
I mean, because you're just not going to get paid. I mean, that's why a lot of guys give in. We heard last year about Lamar Jackson being a holdout candidate, or the Ravens shopping him, and then they ponied up and gave him big money. Like players that are, I'm not saying Ayuk is as good as maybe like a 2-time MVP, but generally players at some point have to give in. I think the Niners have done a really good job at not making it appear like their players are giving into them,
or that.
They might reward them.
They might not want a guy, but they're not going to let everybody know they might not want a guy. What do you think is going to happen with Ayuk?
I think they eventually come to terms, but the one thing I do take away from this is we're going to find out quickly if they actually are on the same page or not. Because if they're not, I do think, I've said this before, like of Debo and Bosa and Ayuk, this is the one that I feel most likely could end with a split. Like Ayuk could be traded.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.